I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to
Babysitting Trevor.
Episode 2, Season 5.
Season 5.
This is Big 5.
What number is that in terms of episodes?
So, I can't do 20.
So 6 times 4 is 24. 26. 25. This is number 26.
26. Good amount of goals to score in a season as a Premier League striker.
Yeah, it is.
I'm back.
It's good to be back.
For a brief cameo. Basically, I've built my whole trip back to the UK around this.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. You've been doing tasks without me, which is fine. You went You did another gym session with Trev.
So just before you landed back, we went to the gym together. Trev's gym, Gold's Gym in Brixton. Not Brixton, Clapham, sorry. It's a really nice gym.
It's a nice gym that I'm sure his wife pays for.
And by the way, this is how sort of in with everyone there he is. Everyone loves him. He's always just chatting to people. And then normally when I've gone in the past with him, I've had to fill out a little form, like a guest form. This time, didn't have to sign anything. I said to the guy on the desk, do I have to sign? And he goes, are you with Trev? I went, yeah. He goes, nah, don't worry about it.
Oh,
I was like, I'm literally
VIP.
It's like going into the Groucho with like Lily Allen or something. He just walked straight in, mate.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, great. So we hear how that went on. Trev did a poem about it.
Yep.
And we'll just find
we'll
out.
Just catch up.
We'll find out some
to
more intricacies of the man.
Obvs.
The legend, Trevor Crook. Trevor!
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, stomach rumbled just as I said your name.
Yours, did it?
Really?
It was yours,
I think. Be God speaking to us.
Yeah.
Instead of the sky rumbling, it's just a stomach.
It makes your tummy rumble.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
What else has been going on? I've got 8 months to catch up on you with, like, you've been doing some gigs, you've been...
This episode is sort of, you know, we're going to talk gym, but we should probably talk a bit about how you seem quite obsessed with health at the minute.
Yeah.
I'm basing that on your emails.
My hypochondria.
Yeah. But you become like, it used to be you'd send, you know, some emails about health stuff.
Yeah.
But it's at the minute, every email you send is a video about carbs.
Yes.
Or like, you know, it's about diet. It's about
staying alive. How are your other people on, you know, on his little list, it's got Dub is on your, we're on the group with Dub.
Yeah. There's
what's Dub, the other Peter?
There's Peter. I got a Yugoslav friend called Peter Miro.
Yeah.
I've known Peter for fucking years.
What are their responses to these?
We're on the health email.
Yes.
Mail out. Why are they on? Are they interested in this stuff?
Yeah,
as well?
Lee is probably a very, very devout vegan. Like, fucking makes you look like fucking Ronald McDonald. He's absolutely fucking fanatical.
Really, how long has he been a vegan?
A number of years now, because I remember having dinner with him about 4 years ago. He ate octopus, so it must be a fairly recent thing.
He ate octopus then?
Yes, that's right. But now, then he got food poisoning from that octopus. So
From that meal, he got food poisoning?
Yeah, he got food poisoning.
What did you eat?
I didn't have the octopus. No. It looked fucking dodgy. But
I used to eat octopus when I was a non-vegan.
Yeah,
and it looked like I once got an octopus salad. And it was cold. Like it was a cold that dish. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was cold. Yeah. So it's eating cold octopus tentacles.
It's a weird thing, isn't
it?
You just feel like it's
one of the most vivid animal things to eat.
They're like, also one of my. I think they're one of my favorite animals.
One of the smartest animals around.
So smart.
They're very, very smart.
They can open jars.
Yeah. If they could write, they could probably
they could predict football scores.
They could write. They'd probably write a thesis or something. They're very smart, aren't they?
I once read a funny story. Not story. It was like I found it on some weird website. Somebody had a theory that they're actual aliens and they've been stranded here and they're trying to find their way home.
Could be
because they love like. They love like sort of accumulating things.
Oh yeah, yes,
right. So like they get debris from ships. Yeah, so yeah. Like, somebody said, yeah, they're trying to build a ship.
That's amazing.
It's funny, isn't it?
That's a little optimist boat.
You can find online. No. I didn't find anything online.
Yeah, that's right. No. Trevor's probably on the comments underneath it going, fucking left wing. Left wing got snowflake.
Yeah, fucking snowflake.
Got to build a ship to go and tell some socialist twats and
stuff. But no, well,
probably George Soros is funding them, isn't he?
He's funding their spaceship.
Anyway, Lee is like this. He's devout vegan. No sugar. No bread, sugar. No pasta, no alcohol.
You can have sugar as a vegan.
Eh? Fruit. What about fructose? If you eat a bit of fruit, he doesn't have refined sugar.
I don't think he even fucking eats fruit.
But that isn't vegan.
He doesn't eat fruit.
What does he eat?
I don't know. Maybe in moderation.
Just carrots or something.
But he doesn't eat meat.
I do eat fruit, but it's in moderation.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who's ODing on fruit?
I think that's the one that I find when people say, like, I'm not, you know, sugar's bad for you.
Yes.
I refuse to believe that. Like sort of fruit is bad.
I think that's a there's a mulligan
humans
on that.
Have been picking it off.
That's right.
Fructose, it's a different type. It's different. Yeah. It's not refined sugar.
So refined sugar is the issue.
I think we've evolved to eat things off trees, as you said. Yeah. You know, fucking apples and shit like that. Adam and Eve and all that crap.
Yeah.
All that crap. Apple, yeah. So he's a devout vegan. So he's probably very a vegan and a health fanatic, isn't he? Sugar.
He runs up football stadium. You know the stadium.
Yeah.
Like, he runs up. The fucking
the stairs.
How does
the
he
stand.
Get access?
Yeah, how does he get access?
I don't know. I've never asked him, but he's in there.
He goes to watch a game. He's sitting on the top of the stadium, but he goes in the bottom. They go, yeah, you're right at the top. There's no worries.
He must have friends in the fucking football world.
Well, he must have. Otherwise, he's buying tickets to see I've seen matches just so he can run up the stairs.
He shows up to the match day 3 hours early.
Yeah. He's got this girlfriend, and she's like a complete machine. You know, it's like a gym instructor.
Yeah.
And she carries Lee, who must weigh 12 stone.
Yeah.
She carries him. While he runs up these fucking steps, she carries him. Like I mentioned,
How long are his legs?
No, what happens is he runs up and then walks down, and she, instead of running up on by herself, piggybacks him up the fucking stairs.
How old are these people?
Lee's in his 50s, and she's quite young. I think she's like 30 odd. And she's like completely obsessed. She sends me like Instagram clips of her training.
Oh, I bet she does.
And she's got a beautiful ass as well.
Oh,
yeah,
so
right.
Yucky.
Yeah.
That phrase is the word.
Beautiful ass.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, you know, I mean, she does, but she's worked on it. I mean, it's not, hadn't come easy, but she trains really fucking hard.
He's seen it before and after.
Yeah, so anyway, he's one of my main health things. When health comes up, I send Lee, definitely.
Yeah.
Peter, more political with Peter. I'll send off stuff about Russia or the financial crisis or shit like that.
Yeah.
Martin, my friend Martin, he's sort of a bit of health because he's got a bad heart after his years of being a fucking cross-country runner. Oh, now his heart's fucked.
Oh, really? That's messed up his heart.
Well, no, not that then. He got Q fever when he was at the abattoirs. So as far as heart goes, anything to do with the heart, I send to him.
Right.
And then there's Dub, who sometimes doesn't reply.
And if he's doing, like, getting your dick out in public, you just send that to him?
No. Dub, if I send anything from an American, he hates Americans.
Yeah.
It's like my mum. She hates Americans.
Oh, yeah, right. So, but he says they're just too dog-eat-dog and they're capitalist and everything that I send him, he thinks there's a gimmick behind it to sell products.
Right.
So you know, when you get these, like, health clips, but at the end of it they go, by the way, have you...
Fucking shake.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So he thinks that compromises the entire opinion.
Yep.
So he tends not to listen to a lot of the stuff. Occasionally he does. So
yeah.
I think that's it. Tony Quinn, another friend of mine, it's health with Tony.
Because I never know, I often don't always respond to these. I never know. Are you expecting people to go, thanks
I
for
mean,
the...
Martin responds, Lee responds. Tony Quinn sent just very quick responses. I mean, I sent Joel a clip on vitamin D, but it was like a fucking hour long.
Oh, that was one I didn't watch.
Yeah,
in its entirety.
What was the sort of summation? What was
to do with inflammatory of the arteries, and then Joel got back to me and said, well, yeah, but what's it saying in a fucking nutshell or something? And yeah. I said, well, it's just saying fucking take vitamin D.
Yeah. You don't need an hour video.
Yeah, somebody who believes in nutshells, which is your old phrase.
Yeah. That's right.
You do like an hour-long video about one thing.
I think you don't have to... And no one's like, I'm not eating that vitamin D shit. You're probably like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I told you about my... I take a vitamin D spray every morning. Because in this country, obviously, we don't get too much sun.
Oh.
But I've got a little one you spray under your tongue, just a little...
Okay, right.
Do you ever send these videos to your ex-wife?
I do, actually, because she's got this neurological fucking illness.
Oh, God.
And so I send her anything to do with neurology.
Yep.
That kind of stuff. Or, you know, a lot of it's like... I send her anything, really. I don't think a lot of it's fucking snake oil, to be honest with you.
Really?
But, it's like to keep her in a positive frame of mind. You can get quite depressed when you know, when you've got this illness, like you're falling over. It's horrendous, fucking shit. And so I try and raise her morale by saying, look, all's not lost. This is the research they're doing. And fucking
how does she respond to it?
Has she remarried or anything?
No, that's the one her boyfriend so fucking collapsed.
She's not since moved
no,
on.
No. She can't get another bloke. Fuck. Not a fucking prayer.
I like to just keep our spirits up. Yeah. I like to just send us the videos to keep it positive, and then just not got a fucking prayer of meeting another guy.
But that's because she's very hard to live with, and
you're a fucking dream to live with. Fucking, to stand in another room for 10 minutes.
She's more of a control freak. She likes to fucking control me.
Yeah,
she's always controlling.
Without that sort of mind frame. Then you probably wouldn't own a house.
So, yeah, that's right. That's
there are pros to her.
So I try and look at, she did a lot. She changed my life. If I hadn't met her, I wouldn't own the fucking house, or I wouldn't be doing comedy.
Absolutely.
She pushed me to do comedy. So I still love her.
Yeah.
And worry. But when she got sick, I was devastated. It fucking didn't help my anxiety at all. Yeah. Right. I mean, I was like, thought you were going to die. Thought she had motor neuron disease. So I'm going, fucking, I was like, fucking. Very dark period of my life.
Right.
But she's still around, though. She's making some progress. So
that's good.
So, But her main thing is control freak, very materialistic, and then very fucking sharp tongued is the word, very critical.
Yeah.
So she's had a few blokes in her life, but they come and fucking go,
right.
Like the autumn fucking leaves or something.
Let's get to the exercise part of the...
Yeah. We went to your gym again.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned in the intro with Chris, you walked me straight in this time. There was no admin needed. I didn't have to fill out a form, didn't have to give him anything.
Yeah.
You just gave him a nod.
Yeah, that's right.
First impressions of Carl's physique as he came in? Did you notice an improvement?
Yes. Like? Yeah, no. Carl looked a bit bigger.
What's he been working on from afar?
I thought... Well, initially, the first time I trained with Carl, I thought he was going to be fucking hopeless, didn't he? Look at him. And then I got there, and I'm like fucking quite surprised.
He's got very... What are those strong... You're good at those weird pull-ups, aren't you?
Yeah.
Strong shoulder...
What are those called?
Traps.
Strong traps.
But then I thought, this time around, I thought, no, actually, fuck, he looks a bit bigger than he did last time anyway.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, give him legs. Legs are fucking hard work, you know, goblet squats. And then, but I see Carl stretching, doing proper yoga stuff. Oh, he's fucking flexible as well.
Yeah.
It's like he's fucking doing all right. He's flexible. So he could fucking outshine me here, actually, because he's younger than me and he's got this great flexibility. I thought his squat form is going to be like...
Instantly his competitiveness kicked in.
Yeah, that's right. And his squat form is going to be like absolutely like poetry in fucking motion, really. So... And then I thought, we'll start with goblets.
Well, we did just normal no-weighted squats.
We did 50 free ones.
50 free squats.
With nothing on. That's tiring.
Yeah, and it was, in one go.
Yeah,
and it was really tiring.
Yeah, so I always do 50 free ones. I do proper form. I try to go low. I don't do little half fucking bobbing up and down.
Can I just say, last night when I showed you some, I found an Instagram page of like people doing really bad things at gyms, like bad exercises that they've just made up, or people falling off machines in gyms. And I showed Trevor about 5 videos and you were cracking up.
Yeah, they were very funny, aren't they?
Yeah. There was one of a guy doing sort of what are them CrossFit chin-ups.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was doing them really
quick, kind of jump
and then he goes right up and accidentally lets go at the top, and his whole body flip. He does such a painful backflip onto the floor.
It's fucking hilarious. I
CrossFit is a weird thing.
Weird, isn't it?
The Swiss ball one's the funniest. The Swiss ball one on the running machine.
Oh, that was a guy jumped onto a big ball on a running machine, and it just wipes him out.
Well, obviously,
he thought it'd be fun, but what it did was it just knocks the ball out of the way, but his body goes with it, and he lands face first on the machine.
So you get these fucking idiots. I saw one in the gym yesterday, actually, and he had like 1,000 pound on the fucking leg press. I'm talking like 24
That's
fucking
so much.
20 kilogram plate. 1,000 pounds. His legs are skinny.
Yeah,
it's like fucking legs like twigs. No, he gets on there. He's just doing that.
Little
fucking short. You know, like fucking 2-inch movements. And you think, why didn't it dawn on him? If he looked at his legs, they're skinny as fuck.
Yeah,
like twigs. And you go, well, this isn't working. Whatever I'm fucking doing isn't working. You think he'd have the brains to fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
And I was almost tempted to go over and say, mate, what are you fucking
doing? Do you ever give a bit of advice?
People get a little bit affronted by it. They get offended.
Definitely.
Especially if you go up to you, mate, what the fuck are you doing?
With your twig legs.
Yeah. Mate, can't you do the math? Your legs are fucking tiny, you idiot.
Yeah, I really feel like going up saying, listen, mate, where's the instructors around here? This cunt's an idiot. Look what he's doing.
Some people might take that.
Encourage people in a nice way.
When I talk to them, I have in the past said, excuse me, you may find it better if you do that.
Give
a little bit of advice. Some of them get, who are you, you little piece of shit? I mean, you know what I mean? Because I'm not an 18-stone bodybuilder. They don't know what I'm talking about, you know, without realising it's all in the fucking head, isn't it?
It's all in the mind. Did you get see any Trev interacting with the old... What was the guy who had his bollocks out? Was he there?
No, John Pilger.
Two moments that happened that of note. Okay. One is after we did all the legs and before we did lat pull downs, there's a big mirror where you obviously some people just do, weights in front of. Trev just dropped his trousers to have a look at his thighs.
In the middle of the gym floor.
Dropped his tracksuit bottoms, just in pants, just to look at your thighs. Just because you said that now they'll be full of like blood and.
Yeah, that's and right.
Like,
yeah,
that's them at their best. So you just want to look in public.
Is that allowed though?
I don't think so.
Did you?
No, I mean, they wouldn't ask me.
Why can we never wear shorts? Because shorts you wouldn't need to drop your trousers.
Nobody knees. Fucking knees are written knobbly.
Instead, you'd rather just pull your trousers down again.
I don't like my knobbly knees. Legs are very white, so I just don't get not a real good look. But I've got no definition of my legs, but they are quite strong and solid.
That's why you need shorts to get your legs some sunshine. Then it wouldn't be all white.
I should do that. Yeah, you're right.
Or do you want to get you a spray tan? Should we do a task where we get Trev a spray tan, Joel?
Fucking carrot. Carrot juice, isn't it? What, the spray on your legs? It's like
I don't know what it carrot. Is.
Anyway, the workout. I thought we had a good workout. The poem I wrote about Carl is a bit derogatory, to be honest. But this was
no change there.
Yeah, no. But it's like a before poem. You know what I mean? Even though we'd already trained the poem, I thought it's funnier.
Yeah,
we take the piss out of him.
The second point of note was I had a shower. Because I was going on to do a gig that evening, and Trev doesn't shower at the gym. Never shower at the gym, do you?
No, hygiene reasons.
No, too much.
Was there anyone naked in the gym?
There was a naked man, but it was fine. But then I was about probably 7 or 8 minutes getting showered, getting changed. And when I came out, you were sitting on the sofa in the reception with an absolute beefcake. Massive, muscly bloke.
Yeah, Brent.
Brent. Yeah, and you were talking about how he'd been on a diet recently where he only ate meat.
Yes.
veg, no fruit, nothing. Yeah, just meat.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said it made him feel amazing.
He said he felt fantastic.
He said
his placebo.
Brain. He said his brain felt like it was on fire, just constantly. But he was such a beefcake. He was a really nice guy.
That's a funny diet.
Because you said to him, like, what do you have for breakfast? And he goes, steak. Steak
what do you have for
breakfast?
Lunch? Just chicken for lunch.
I mean, the carnivore diet is...
No condiments.
You could experiment with the carnivore diet. That means you just eat meat. Again, it might be great for something, but it might give you bowel counter, so...
Yeah.
They tend to they tend to be thinking in terms of meat in regard to energy and diabetes.
Yeah.
Which it may be good at, for helping, but then they don't worry about the fact it could give you bowel cancer.
Imagine if you had bowel cancer, you went to your doctor, like, what have you been eating recently? Just meat.
Just meat. Well, sorry, for the last 2 years.
Just meat. So don't. So this beefcake, your mates with
Brent. Where's he from? He had a funny accent.
South Africa.
Oh, is he from South
Africa? Sounds like a South Africa. He sounds South Africa.
Such an English guy, he had a funny accent.
He's a funny sounding chap. He only eats biltong. Oh yeah, South African guy. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. They love meat. South Africans love a bit of meat.
They sell meat like it's crisps.
Yeah.
That dried stuff, don't they?
Biltong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any other kind of oddballs you meet? You didn't see any other ones.
Pilger wasn't there.
Pardon the pun on oddballs.
Pilger's gone, actually. I'm fucking saying for ages.
Maybe that's really. He's probably making a documentary.
He might be, yeah.
There is a couple of stories I wanted to ask you about that might relate. Because obviously in the gym, you don't do any body preparation on it. Like Carl had a shower and all that.
Yeah.
I heard you've had an incident before with some deodorant.
Once I've actually brushed my teeth with Brill Cream, because I thought it was in a similar fucking tube.
How did you brush your teeth with Brill Cream?
Well, the Brill Cream was there, at a similar fucking tube thing.
Where was it in the gym?
No, this was I think it was on the fucking boat going over to England or somewhere, or coming back. And they had this, like, toothpaste. I thought it was toothpaste, but it was actually Brill Cream, so I fucking brushed it. Fucking, it's the worst toothpaste.
It's actually fucking... such well-styled teeth.
Yeah, and Brill Cream. And the other time I put something on my face, what was it? Because get the roller things, you know what I mean?
The roll-on deodorant.
Yeah, and you got the roll of deodorant, but then you got roll-on fucking sunblock as well.
Right.
So I think I put the deodorant on instead of the fucking sunblock
on
my face.
Deodorant on your face. Your face must have been very dry that day.
Yes, it must have been.
Did not sweat at all. Have you ever used charcoal toothpaste?
I've heard the best way to brush your teeth, apparently, charcoal and a twig. No. Yeah, that's right.
Twig is
it? I did not know the twig was coming at the end of that sentence. What do you mean with a twig?
Just a small twig off a tree.
Yeah, I know what a twig. Oh yeah. I mean, the action of using a twig to brush your teeth? How does that
even
work?
In Africa, I think this must be pre-toothbrush fucking era. Yeah. In Africa, the natives. Used to, that's the way they brush their teeth.
But
with
do they
charcoal.
Have fantastic teeth, African?
Eh?
Do African tribesmen have fantastic teeth?
I think they do.
But in terms of putting the wrong thing on, I must have told you about the time I got given a gift bag of cosmetics.
Yeah.
And there was a moisturiser in it, and I started using it. I didn't realise it was one of them ones that's got fake tan in it.
Yeah.
So I started using it for 3 days. Day three, I honestly woke up and looked in the mirror.
Look like you're the only way is
Dale Essence. Winton.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dale Winton for 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Obvs.
That's speaking of doing the wrong, slightly wrong, I did this the other day. It's like, you know, when you think I'm getting old, it's just like, I don't know, you have one of those days and nothing you do is right. Your brain isn't working. Sorry if it sounds a bit gross, but I was in the bathroom. And I had in my hand, I was on the toilet, I finished on the toilet, and I think I had, I can't remember what it was, I had something else in one hand, and I'd wiped my bum with the other hand, and I had the tissue there, and I meant to, I stood up,
oh no,
I stood up, and then I ended up just not really thinking of this. I threw the white tissue paper into the sink instead of the toilet. I just dropped it in. And I went, that's the wrong bowl.
Yuck.
I can't remember what the other thing was. And then luckily it was poo side up.
Yeah.
So it was no damage to the sink and I could pick it up. But I was just just wipe my... Anyone saw me in a camera, they would have seen me wipe my bum and throw a bit of tissue paper in my sink.
Just a matter you're in a bit of a dream state a lot of the time. People are. They're not... As Gurdjieff said, my philosopher mate, you've got to be constantly fucking awake, and sometimes you get, you know, your centres get mixed up, your mechanical centre, your intellectual centre and so on get mixed up, and you do that. I do that all the time. I mean, you know, not in your bathroom.
Not quite that extreme.
But no, I do things like that all the fucking time.
What's one you've done recently?
I'll do things like, I'll take something out of a packet, and I'll throw what was in the packet in the rubbish bin.
Yes, I do. I do that as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I do that quite often. That's probably a sign of some mental fucking illness or Alzheimer's.
Right.
Coming.
Is that what you've got
absent-mindedness. I've done that plenty of times.
But you had good. It was good exercise.
It was good.
For the mind.
I enjoyed it. I felt really. We were talking afterwards about that buzz you get after.
Yeah, went to coffee afterwards, and after maybe half an hour after the workout, then you start to feel good. And then you feel fucking on cloud nine. Don't you?
We had a coffee and talked about we had a big, quite a deep conversation
about
how far from our sort of true selves we've drifted in modern society.
Yeah, you were talking about the Indians, weren't you?
I was reading a book on Native Americans at that point, and we just had a conversation about how I sort of I'm quite jealous of their old way of life.
Yeah, the egalitarian society and the point is, as society becomes more complex, the less chance of egalitarianism working. It won't fucking work. It's overpopulated.
Yeah. When people think, I know it was about like that. People have lost a connection to the world. They're connected now to everything, but they're not actually connected to the earth they're standing on. That's what I was. We were in that sort of post gym buzz.
That's right. I mean, most people, if there was like a major crash, financial crash. Everything froze. A lot of people die because they can't take care of themselves. If the supermarket closed, that's fucking it, isn't it? Starved to death. In the old days, they were far more independent. Yeah, they could self-sufficient.
Would you put yourself in the category of people that would probably die?
I'd fucking die.
Yeah.
I'd die.
I feel I'd be all right.
I
eat a lot of food off trees now. Like if I walk down the street and I see an apple tree, I see a raspberry bush, or like I will just pick them off and eat them. There's a raspberry bush that I can get my fingers through to on the walk between here and Wilson Junction train station. The fence. It's just sometimes I nick berries from through the fence.
You sound like some weird scavenger, a vegan scavenger who just doesn't need to.
I've got a loquat tree in the back garden. Fruits.
And your protein, and you need protein.
I'd need protein, but I mean, I would just survive.
Befriend Brent, just hang out. Yeah. Just have 1/8 of his meat intake.
Well, I think I'm quite, I'm quite good at just, I eat out and about.
You eat. By eat out and about, you mean you take berries from trees. train tracks.
No, but there's loads of them. There's a lot of, weirdly, Northwest London, great for fruit trees. There's a cherry tree around the corner every 2 years.
Why don't you move to Harleston for the fresh for the street fruit?
Wormwood Scrubs. Wormwood Scrubs, one of the best fruit picking areas of London, mate.
Yeah, really? Not just a prison.
Well, you need to be prepared because anything could happen. There could be a fucking crash, and they call it prepping. I'm not saying be totally paranoid, but you need supplies, definitely. Yeah. Things fuck up, mate, and you know
you've got it all covered already. I know you're prepping.
Well, I've got it covered. I mean, it's. I said to Julia, we need to fucking start stockpiling.
One of your romantic chats.
Yeah, that's right.
What does she say?
Well, she said, I think it's all right. But she's very positive. I know everything's all right. But again, positivity can lead to a disaster.
If
you're realistic and you need to go, well, fuck it. Maybe the shit could hit the fan, then we're fucked. You know what I mean? So you need to go, prepare for any eventuality.
But also that goes against your new idea of living in the present. Live present, live in the moment.
Live in the present.
Yes, exactly. But
but also buy loads of purified water.
Tinned goods.
Obviously water you need and basic fucking food sources. Otherwise, it's all very well to live in the present, but realistically speaking, you have to sort of plan.
Should buy a water distiller. My mate bought a water distiller, and it basically so you can distill any, unpure water. Impure, and then you run it through
rainwater,
anything. You put it through the distiller, and it takes all the impurities out.
It takes everything out of it.
Yeah, you can get one for about 100 quid, 150 quid.
You put them over your tap,
it's a machine, machine with a jug, and it's sort of, I think you need to replace the filters now and again. And it basically boils the water and then takes the condensation, collects it into another receptacle.
Yes.
And then I can't imagine Trevor doing that.
No, but it does it all for you. You just fill up the tank and it gives you a new jug every day. My mate,
I still can't imagine Trevor.
No, it's true. My mate drank it for about 6 months and says he felt so much. He just felt better from drinking distilled water.
Would it take nuclear radiation out?
I didn't get that far in the reading.
That's the answer. I like what you're saying there, but
can I just check?
Then I'm out.
Yeah. But anyway, it must do, because if it boils it turns it into vapor and then takes it back to water. That takes out it takes out all impurities.
Yeah, okay.
But if you're in an area of nuclear radiation, I don't think your biggest issue is water purity. Surely it's just the radiation.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah. You think if the radiation got that far to be in your water,
it's in you already, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's right, No, definitely good.
I think you'd be fine.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, the good news is you're feeling really positive after the gym. Apart from the world ending and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so Trev, this is your gym about taking, Carl Donnelly.
This is your gym about taking.
Did I say this is gym?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'll put the shit rag in the sink again.
This is your poem about me and the gym.
Yeah, that's right, my assessment of your ability.
Cheers, mate.
Back to the gym for Carl's test. Last time I checked, he had no arms, had no chest. His latissimus dorsi I couldn't detect, and his spinal erectors just weren't erect. His traps and his delts were nowhere in sight. He had biceps, but ever so slight. His furry tummy, a target for taunts, as soft as jelly and growing a paunch. His quads and his hamstrings, his ultimate shame. He made the excuse his jeans were to blame. I carefully explained, as he stammered and stuttered, that his jeans were fine. He was just a lazy fucker. The drugs and a drink just had to go if he wanted a six-pack and his muscles to grow. There must be discipline and a change of position to gain some shape and clear definition. It won't be easy, a hell of a job, to stop being a lush and a bit of a knob. But I have faith in Carl to accept my critique, to change his ways and build a physique.
There we go, that's it. Bit harsh, but it was good. It was a good session, Carl.
Yes, it was. Yeah,
and
it was
you're
fun.
Feeling good. You seem like you're feeling happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling better doing the podcast. We go through periods of fucking boredom, and I'm not gigging. I was gigging for a month and no gigs for three weeks, and you know what I mean. I've got nothing to occupy. And to get writing a poem, it takes me. I don't feel like doing this.
Yeah.
And then once you get into it and get the idea and the inspiration a little bit, then I really enjoy it.
Nice.
And then when I finish it, I go, it's like work of satisfaction when you've done a poem.
Yeah.
I did other bits in there, but I took them out. They're a bit sexual about you being fit, be able to shag all night and all that kind of stuff. And,
cheers, mate. Just for taking out those positive bits.
Yeah, I took them out. Yeah, there you go.
I've been to shag all night. Who wants to shag all night?
I'd like to track for 20 minutes and then
have a nice sleep.
Have a go to bed.
Yeah, to do it with ease and, you know, because you were fit, that was a jam. But Julia, I said, Julia, I think I'm taking the sexual bits out.
Yeah. She was like, good.
She was like, yes, please.
So, Julia, I could read you just that one verse, I'll send it to you.
All right. Yes.
Yeah, that won't be weird.
Sounds creepy, isn't it?
It's my one sexual verse I'm just sending to you.
It's a paragraph about you shagging all night. That is something. That is such. That's like when you're a kid, that's what you think shagging is. You think it's just about shagging.
Tantric sex
all night.
Once
you get into it, you realise it's much better just to
do it in the daytime and then.
Not just daytime, but evening. Just get it done before.
And then you can decompress afterwards.
You know, are you heavily into sex or is it you got other things to do?
Heavily, I like it.
Yes, right.
It's an enjoyable pastime.
Big fan.
Not a daily thing, or a couple of times a week, or yeah.
Depends on schedule, really. I would say we do it regular.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not.
Is it a mutual decision to just?
No, I've always. If it's not, then it's just.
Right. Mutual decision.
No, are you raping your wife once or twice a week at the moment, Carl?
No, absolutely mutual. Okay, luckily, I think we're on a similar wavelength.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If we get to bed at a decent hour and we're both sort of in good spirits.
We have a cut-off.
It'll happen. Yeah,
I know after 10 p.m. it's rarely going to happen.
Yeah.
From both of our points of view. But normally we work from home. Often it's in the afternoon.
Do you do it impromptu, in an impromptu way?
No, we've got a rotor on the fridge. Yeah, it's what it's depending on what's going on.
Yeah,
there you go. Why do you, when you were back in your heyday, did you have a?
I'm just trying to think. When I was married, I get a bit bored with the whole thing. Actually, conventional sex. The past the 2 minute period, I find it a bit repetitious.
That bit of sex is very much a in-out affair, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't know what all the fuss is about. I'm going to rather watch the cricket or something. What the fuck is this?
There's all the other things you can do, don't you?
There's other things in the world.
I felt a bit of a duty, to be honest with you. I felt that I...
it was a chore.
Yeah.
And we know how you don't like doing chores.
Yeah. I just felt, no, it was my manly duty to... Because if you don't satisfy a woman, she'll go and get it from... Get a cock from somewhere else. Where's that?
Get
works.
A cock Guess from somewhere else.
That's what it boils down to, really.
But anyway, Trev, thanks for the poetry. Thanks for the laughs.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was episode 2 of
season 5 of Babysitting Trevor.
That was funny. I cannot believe Trevor got his pants out in the gym. In the middle of people. Look and see.
Do you know what? It was actually quite a quiet day at the gym. But there was a couple of people, I think, spotted it.
Yeah, we're like, yes. Yeah. There's a lot of people who
regulars at the gym have seen it enough times.
To be fair, that's still less weird. Have I told you when I saw a guy in the gym wearing jeans and a shirt?
That is insane. What footwear was he wearing?
He's wearing smart. He was on the way out. He was on the night out. I could tell he was about to go out. It was Friday night.
Pumping up the guns.
It was Friday night and he went out. He was wearing smart shoes, jeans and a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Worst look. Especially at the gym. But anyway, that was fun.
And really fun.
Always good to hear Trevor's thoughts on the world.
It's really, I enjoy it. My favourite part this week was actually just going to the gym with Trev.
To the gym with Trev.
Really fun.
That was fun. And next week, I look forward to hearing what Trev's
been up to.
We've
got a few tasks lined up for him next one. We'll work out which one it's going to be.
Keep reviewing us on iTunes.
Yeah, give us a nice review.
Give us some retweets. Share our shit online.
Yeah.
Peace out.
It's officially the second funniest podcast in Britain.
Bye.
Babysitting Trevor is a .. production hosted by Carl Donnelly, Chris Martin and Trevor Crook, and is produced by Joel Porter.